The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us right here on Forever Young. If by chance you're catching us on the traditional radio dial, our podcast platform, or Sirius XM, welcome. It is great to have you with us. Our favorite things to do on this show is to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information. And we're talking about big decisions. Hi, Dr. Ange. How are you?
Well, hello, Kelly. I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's always good to have you on the show with us. And then I know you're going to tell our listeners how we can connect. So share with us about that, Dr. Ann.
Oh, absolutely. If our listeners would like to learn more about our show, please visit our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, that's americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can listen to past shows, read some fantastic articles by my husband, Dr. Mark. I think I only have one on there right now. I'm getting there, though. Make sure you visit our radio page and get more information about what we're going to be covering today. A lot of good information on that webpage and good resources as well.
With that article, don't sell yourself short. You wrote it on glutathione. I think glutathione does a lot in the body, and people need to know more about those antioxidants. So people can go and read more about that under the health breakthroughs at America's Natural Doctor. As I mentioned, I'm Kelly Capasola, and we are being joined by Dr. Angela Stangler from the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Ange, I love when you join me on the program. We always talk about such interesting things that people really are struggling with, and they need answers. And today, our show is planned around, as we get older, the aging woman. What starts to happen to us? Sometimes we'll have an increase in sleep issues. Our focus will fall by the wayside, or anxiety may be running a little bit rampant. We ask ourselves, why didn't we necessarily have those issues when we were younger? And what is driving those issues today? So we are going to spend some time on that, Dr. Ange, and shed some light, hopefully help some people along the way. And I know our first segment is generally pretty short, but why don't we get started? Because I think the one thing that really becomes an issue is sleep. So why do we need sleep, Dr. Ange?
Such a good question and such an important thing that we need to do every night. It's essential. It allows our body, our mind to recharge. Sleep deficiency can suppress the immune system. It can affect our libido. It can increase disorders such as depression, chronic fatigue, headaches. If we don't have enough sleep, our ability to concentrate and think clearly, process memories is all impaired. So we really need that sleep to give our body that recharge and to heal throughout the night. Very, very important.
Definitely. And so when we're talking about sleep, there's always been this running, bit of research, or people will say different hours. But really, how much sleep do we need? I know some people function better when they've had 12 hours sleep, but I haven't had 12 hours sleep, I think, since I was born. I don't know about you, Dr. Ann.
Right. Yeah, I don't remember that either. Maybe when I was a teenager, right? Newborns obviously get a much longer amount of sleep. They need 14 to 17 hours. And then as we age, young adults, 18 to 64 years, 7 to 9 hours is recommended. And as we get older as well, 7 to 8 hours. The big thing, though, is we need that continued sleep. Often people are complaining about interrupted sleep, and that's really when you're just not feeling your best in the morning because you've maybe woken up two or three times in the middle of the night.
Right, and there's lots of things that can be driving that. And I know there's the angle of insomnia. A lot of people are dealing with that. Thoughts are running through their mind. Maybe they're not able to shut it off, but also people can have maybe bladder issues or even as a female, if you're not having him, your husband could potentially, during his aging process, start to have things like nocturia, frequent urination throughout the night. So those little things that can cause a hiccup really doesn't lead to good REM sleep, right, Dr. Ange? And that's the goal, is to get that REM sleep in.
Well, it's an interesting point because you always ask, okay, what is your nighttime routine? What is waking you up at night? Is it your kids? Is it your pets? Is it the lights going on in the middle of the night? You know, someone going to the bathroom, like you said. Is your husband or wife moving around a lot? Is someone snoring? Are you snoring? Do you have to get up and go to the bathroom? I mean, there's so many questions that you have to ask as a practitioner. What are they doing before they go to bed? Are they eating a big meal? Are they exercising too close to bedtime? Are they smoking marijuana, which you think is kind of a weird thing to ask? It helps some people. It doesn't help others. And so you really have to get into their habits. When was the last time they had caffeine? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You know, when patients tell me that they wake up with a headache, you know, you immediately go to what's going on in their bedroom. You know, are there allergies going on? Do they need an air filter? There's so many questions that we have to ask before we jump into giving them supplements or medications.
Great point, Dr. Angela. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about those particular questions you often ask at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine when you're helping your patients, as you have for so many years. So listeners, stick with us. If you get lost along the way, feel free to check out our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com and click on the Health Breakthroughs. Right back after the break.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a great conversation with our good friend of the show, Dr. Angela Stengler from the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. Before the break, we set you up. We're talking about some of the things that we can deal with as an aging woman. And guys, don't worry. I'm sure we're going to talk to you about something, but sleep is for everybody. And that's where we started. But we talked about during aging, why some people are seeing a lack of ability to sleep, focus, and potentially have more angst or anxiety in their life. Before we went to the break, Dr. Angela was telling us, you know, maybe watch the caffeine consumption before bed, limit the amount of blue light activity if you're on your tablet, your cell phone, or anything like that. And maybe marijuana as well, Dr. Ange brought up. And I would probably think too, Dr. Ange, alcohol, depending on if people are drinking too much alcohol before bed. We've seen an increase of alcohol consumption during the pandemic. Look, going out to dinner, having a glass of wine, no big deal. But if you are hammering a lot of alcohol before bed, probably not the way to go, right, Dr. Ange?
That's very true. Quite often I'll do saliva hormone testing. And I have had a couple of cases where women saw their cortisol really, really high. And they're like, boy, I didn't sleep well the night before. And I said, what'd you do the night before? And they said, oh, I partied pretty hard. So yeah, there's this direct correlation with alcohol consumption, what you eat before bed. But, you know, physically, and I know, you know, you mentioned men as well. We don't want to leave them out. You know, men with prostate issues that are getting up to go to the bathroom a lot can most definitely affect their sleep. Same thing with women if they have interstitial cystitis. So kind of that bladder craziness that can go on at night, that can affect sleep. And that's independent of how much they've, you know, how much fluid they've had the night before. So all these things are really important. Staying up too late. A lot of people, like you mentioned, Kelly, are staying up late on their tablets and things. Believe it or not, that is going to affect your sleep,
right,
as well as physical things like hot flashes. You know, women that are getting really hot at night, joint pain, if they have arthritis or some other, you know, injury and they're not able to sleep because they're uncomfortable. You know, your thyroid issue can affect your sleep, as well as things like restless leg syndrome. People that are sleeping and their legs are just super restless the whole night. So there's so many things that can go into affecting your sleep. So you're really having to be like one of those detectives to figure this out.
Well, you are always detective, Dr. Ange, and you always get to the root cause when talking to your patients, and you get to know them. You ask them about family history. Tell me about your habits. What's going on? The reason why I know people continue to come back to you because of that help. And I'm grateful that you brought up the thyroid, because I have Hashimoto's and I've had it for a couple years now. And I have months where I'm doing great and I'm in balance. And then maybe something will happen where work gets a little bit stressful. And then I need to nurture things a little bit better. And I think a lot of people are seeing that out there. And then that increase of all these different autoimmune conditions that are popping up probably aren't the greatest. So, Dr. Ange, when you become the doctor detective, that's what I'm going to call you from here on out, what are some of the places you start? Obviously, a patient comes in, you start asking them questions, you know, what's going on? And when someone says, I'm having sleep-related issues, how do you turn that in a way to be like, okay, let's kind of dial back some of the situations that you're probably doing before bed? And figure it out. Let's talk a little bit more about that, Dr. Ange, because I'm curious.
Yeah, actually, it's actually quite fun for me because I get to look into their bedtime routine, and which is really important. You learn a lot about someone with their bedtime routine, especially if they're really busy taking care of either their parents or their children or pets, or they come home rushing from work. So you get a lot of information about their personality. And also, you know, if their room is dark, if they need to wear one of those masks over their eyes because their room is too light, that's really important. And if they snore, you know, we spoke about that. Maybe we need to test for sleep apnea, which can affect, obviously, their sleeping. Maybe they need an orthodontic device for their mouth, or if their tonsils are really, really big. You know, I'm not a big proponent of let's go take out your tonsils right away, but there are situations where, you know, everything has been looked at and we may have to resort to that. Now, that's very rare, but, you know, you have to look at everything. You can't just say, oh, you're on your television until 2 a.m. Well, yeah, that's part of it, but there might be right. a reason someone's watching TV until 2 a.m. Like you said, maybe they're really anxious and they're getting hot flashes, you know, so many variables. And so that's why I really like to delve into the person, what they're eating throughout the day, when they exercise is important. I have some patients that love to exercise after work, which is great, but then they exercise after work and they eat this huge meal and then they can't sleep. So, you know, we have to work with that. I'm not going to take away your 5 p.m. workout time, but I am going to decrease that meal portion after that 5 p.m. workout because, you know, things aren't working well. So it's a lot of juggling around, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you bring that up because I work out right after work, 5:30 every single day. And I made modifications 6 to 8 months ago and just started incorporating my biggest meal around lunchtime. And then after I work out, I do the Metabo Wellness that you guys offer at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. Maybe put in some greens, have a little salad with like a little bit of salmon, and my sleep is great. But before getting food tests done through your office, I was having whey protein and not being able to sleep that great, you know, during the week. And once I cut that out of my diet and changed my biggest meal during the day, it was like night and day difference how well I was getting to sleep at night. And that was big for me because I was like the child who never slept. I'd go into my parents' room at 11. I'm thirsty. You know, they're like, go to bed. But it's very interesting how food can contribute to that issue with sleep. And again, we're talking about things outside of, oh, I had 2 espressos. I don't know why I can't sleep.
Right,
I mean, that's pretty obvious. Maybe don't drink those right before bed.
True story. And it's an interesting point because foods that can cause heartburn, like when you talked about food sensitivity testing, you know, don't have those foods you know are going to cause heartburn before you go to bed. And right. The habits, you know, that you talked about with you going into your parents' room when you were young, I mean, that translates into adulthood, whereas you get these habits. I had one patient that listens to murder mysteries before she went to bed. And I finally asked her, are you even listening to the radio? She's like, oh, yeah, by the way, every night I listen to these murder mysteries. And she was wondering why she was having nightmares. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I should have asked this at the beginning, but I didn't. And so, right. But I just kept trying to figure out, why isn't she sleeping? The hormones are good and this is good. Okay, we need to stop the murder mysteries.
You
know?
Wow.
But it's like you said, it's like this habit, you know, you enjoy things before bed, but sometimes we need to change them if they're affecting our sleep because our sleep is so important.
Yeah, and not to dwell on it, but I also think it's interesting, depending on our genetics, why some people can have a cup of coffee or have espresso and then be sleeping 45 minutes later, why other people can't even have regular caffeine versus decaf. So I know that's another issue that you're fascinated about, Dr. Ange, the genetics. So hoping we can talk about that one day as well. So, all right. So somebody's coming in. Obviously, you've ruled out murder mystery listening right. before bed. That's one of the top things to do. But what are some of the lifestyle recommendations you may make? Again, you mentioned probably if you're going to work out at 5 p.m. or right after work, don't carb load right after that. Maybe kind of find the balance throughout the day. But what about like hormones? I know when we look at hormonal issues, especially when we're talking about females and ourselves during that, you know, menopausal or that post or premenopausal, things can be a little out of whack. Again, those hot flashes can keep you up all night. But what are we looking at here, Dr. Ange, when it comes to the treatment side of it?
Yeah. So when you look at, talk to a woman that's having hot flashes at night, and so that's what's keeping her up. I like to go back to when, you know, before they were menopausal and kind of ask what their PMS was like. And quite often they'll say, oh, yeah, those last 2 weeks of the cycle, things were really hard. I was more agitated. I was more depressed. I had, you know, harder time sleeping. And so, you know, we do like to do saliva testing in that situation. What I really like about the saliva testing, it like compares your estrogen or progesterone saliva levels to someone your age as well, which is totally different than the way we do blood. I do blood when we're monitoring someone on hormone replacement, but with something like sleep, I really like to look at, you know, what your adrenals are doing with your cortisol, DHEA, and giving a little bit of natural progesterone before bed really does make a difference. And you don't always need to do testing for that, you know, especially if you're doing just a tiny amount. But it really does help. And we need to get rid of those hot flashes. So there are some herbs that we use to get rid of hot flashes. If a woman is not comfortable doing bioidentical hormone replacement, it's completely up to her because I want to make sure she feels like she's in control. Because when you can't sleep because of these hot flashes and the anxiety, you don't feel in control. So I want to make sure that the woman has the knowledge that I give her so she can make an educated decision. Do you want to do extra magnesium at night to help sleep? Do you want to do a little natural progesterone at night? Do you want to do a little of, you know, 5-HTP? I mean, there's so many different things that we can do, but it's really up to the comfort of the woman and how much she wants to do.
Right. And a lot of people are reaching for melatonin as well. And then they're like, okay, how much do I take? Should I take a time release? Have you seen melatonin be effective for people when having these sleep-related issues?
Oh, that's such a good question, Kelly. So some people, if they're sleeping well and they kind of wake up in the middle of the night and they say, oh, I've been using melatonin and it's not working, that's when we switch to the time release. And yes, you definitely see a difference. It's really, really helpful. And, you know, some people do well on, you know, 1 milligram, 2 milligrams. Others go up much higher to 7 or 8. I like to combine the melatonin with things like GABA and things, but some people don't like GABA, you know, so that's what I love about integrative medicine. We have a lot of options.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more and then shift our topic to focus and memory. So make sure you stick with us. Again, get lost along the way. Visit us at americasnaturaldoctor.com.
Hi, Kelly Capasola here to tell you all about a supplement that we use at Forever Young Radio to heighten our immunity. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Take daily as an immune supplement or use during fall and winter months for that extra immune support. Published research shows that oregano oil may offer superior antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal support. Rosemary extract is a rich source of antioxidants, supports circulation, and features anti-inflammatory compounds. Whereas most oregano oil has a very intense taste, Future Farms Wild Oil of Oregano with Rosemary Extract has a natural honey flavor that tastes great. Learn more at myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, so grateful you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young, featuring America's Natural Doctor. Being joined by Dr. Angela Stengler today, learning all about why we're not sleeping, things that could be attributing to it, maybe some things we can take a look at, and lifestyle changes, maybe some supplements, maybe some herbs. I love the suggestions that you made before the break, Dr. Ange. And before we move on to focus and memory, I had a question from a friend of mine that I ran into the dog park the other day. She takes melatonin. She started taking CBD. Is there an issue combining the two for someone who has an issue relaxing or maybe sleeps for 3 hours and then wakes up in the middle of the night? What do you have to say for that, Dr. Ange?
Yeah, well, I can say from experience, taking the melatonin about 30 minutes, the time release, you know, about 30 minutes before bed is a really good idea, especially since it's time release. The CBD, what I like to do with that with patients, and some people are going to disagree, but it just seems to be what works in our practice and with my patients, is those CBD gummies that are combined with like GABA, as well as the L-theanine. There's some really good combinations, like a CBD Calm type gummy. And they're taking that kind of when they get home, and then use the melatonin before they go to bed. At a patient that told me that her CBD combination helps her mommy witching hour, and I just thought that was a great little tag there. But some people don't like to do CBD by itself, which is completely fine. So that's why I like to combine it a little bit with some other things. But yes, absolutely, if it works for her, then that's great.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ange, for answering that question. So let's move on to a lot of the things we've heard. We've heard mommy brain, scatterbrain, procrastinator, forgetfulness. There's so many different reasons that people are having a lack of focus or even memory-related issues. And I think a lot of that is driven by the stress we experience in our life, that lack of sleep. It's almost like a combined effect, Dr. Ange. Like, if you're not eating right, you're not sleeping right, you can't think, you're not focused. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I'm sure you've seen an uptick, especially in those two arenas since, you know, the pandemic kind of started.
Oh, you're absolutely. Our focus memory, like you just said, you just really nicely segued from sleep to that. If we don't have good sleep, our focus and memory is not optimal, which is not good. So we definitely need to work on our sleep. And so, excuse me, when we look at lack of focus and things, we automatically always go to lifestyle, like you said, sleep, diet, exercise, other habits that you have. When you look at someone's diet with focus, I'm really focusing on their essential fatty acid intake. And if they're not someone that likes to eat a lot of, you know, fish, or someone that uses flaxseed oil or ground flaxseeds on their yogurt or salads, then that's important to do an essential fatty acid supplement, which I think is very, very, very helpful. But when you also look at focus and memory, you look at things like depression, again, thyroid disease, hypoglycemia, hormone imbalance, digestive issues, it all, you know, goes together again, and hydration's a big one as well, and heavy metals. So there's a lot of things that you have to ask about before just saying, take an essential fatty acid and you're good to go. You still want to look at other things that could be contributing to focus and memory issues.
Yeah, and I think so many people experience that brain drain, and that's what they're trying to avoid. I've noticed when my thyroid gets a little bit out of whack, I have that brain fog. And I do things to support it. I think a lot of us do. But say that you're adding in more essential fatty acids. Is there other things that you like to talk about with your patients when it comes to maybe some ingredients or raw materials that you like to incorporate? Is there a standalone? Or do you sometimes recommend going to maybe a formula that contains a couple of different things so people only have to take one product?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I do talk about, because we have a lot of vegetarians and vegans in my practice, so we always look at the B vitamin deficiencies, iron deficiencies, vitamin D deficiencies, and of course hormones, and then the component acetylcholine, which is an incredibly well-researched nutrient that is important for our brain. I think my husband wrote a good article on acetylcholine on americasnaturaldoctor.com. If he did not, I promise I will. But it has been studied, I swear, I promise. It's been studied quite well for things such as, you know, poor memory. It's actually used in other countries post-stroke, IV in the hospital. Unfortunately, we don't do that here, but it should be used, you know, post-stroke. So the studies on acetylcholine are fairly fantastic. And that is one thing that I'm always adding. We have a memory wellness product that contains that. That's really helpful for focus and memory. And don't forget, which is really interesting, people that have history of, you know, surgeries and they went under anesthesia, sometimes people can have those side effects of not feeling better since, right? Focus, memory issues. And so right. We can't forget to ask people these questions. Like, when did your focus and memory, you know, decrease? Because it's not always just because of menopause. You know, it could have been before that.
We start to see it even more after childbirth. Maybe somebody's eating large amounts of gluten and they're not feeling good, or maybe they're celiac and they didn't know. Can that potentially cause some of that brain drain or that fog?
Oh, yes, absolutely. With our food sensitivity test, we include the candida panel on there. And so if someone's got high amount of candida, that can affect their brain fog. Any food that you're sensitive to absolutely can cause some brain fog. And that's a lot with also blood sugar. So if someone's not eating small, regular meals, that can affect their brain fog. I know some people love intermittent fasting, and that's great for a percentage of population, but that's not so great for another percentage of population. And so that's why I don't like when people come in with all these fad diets, because they think that's what they need to do, but it might not be good for them. So we really need to make sure that we're promoting a lifestyle that is optimal for you, not for, you know, your neighbor across the street.
I love that you bring that up, Dr. Ange, because so often people will try to do intermittent fasting or keto or paleo, and especially if they're a really big athlete and they just don't do well. They did a big study on a bunch of NFL athletes. A bunch of them went keto. They didn't feel good after 2 weeks. So again, to each its own, but every body is different. And I know you're passionate about exercise as well, Dr. Ange. How do you feel? I know at the end of the day, when I'm feeling drained and maybe I put up, 15 hours in and then I go get a workout, immediately after that workout, my mind feels more focused. I feel like that was a sense of relief. Do you often hear that as well at the clinic?
I do. And I think it's great that you have that energy to exercise after work, because a lot of people don't. So it's really good. Just go and do it. You know, some people do much better in the morning. And the big thing about exercising, no matter what time you do it, make sure that you recover well. I mean, there's been days where I can just think Monday, I did a big workout and then I completely forgot to eat. I just don't know what I was thinking. And the whole, about 5 hours later, I was feeling like I was on another planet and I could not work. Wow. I'm like, okay, this was just dumb, you know? So set a reminder. You come home, you shower, you leave, you're like, oh shoot, I totally forgot to eat. Not a good idea. And it's not helpful for anybody.
Which is surprising that you're saying that, Dr. Ange, because I know that you always have the Mary Poppins purse. You have a couple of eggs, some canned tuna. I mean, you're normally prepared to go, some nuts and seeds. So, give yourself a break on that one, Dr. Ange, because I know you're always totally prepared. So when we're looking at this and we're encouraging people, I have to just say to you, I love your memory wellness. I know there was a shortage in raw materials because of what happened with the pandemic. I took that product religiously every single day, and we were out of it for 9 months.
And I'll tell you, like, since I've been back on it, I just feel so much centered. And I know it's from the ingredients, the research that has been put in that formulation and the acetylcholine that you mentioned. But I'll tell you, when you're used to taking something in your brain, which is the majority of fat, is used to being fed. And then, you know, I tried different things. I'd work them in, and not that they weren't beneficial, but I feel really dialed in. Do you take the memory wellness formula, Dr. Ange?
So my kind of, if you want to kind of know what I take, I'll tell you.
Yes.
I'm All a big right. fan of glutathione. It really does help my energy and some health issues that I deal with. I take my vitamin D. I take my quercetin phytosome. I also really like our Metabo Wellness. I take our essential fatty acid, and I do our bioidentical hormones. I put the cream on, and it makes me really feel a lot better at night. I'm able to sleep a lot better. And I use some of the skin products that we have spoke about as well. So as long as I'm balancing my hormones and with my thyroid and everything, my memory's pretty good. But
I love it.
Obviously, the results that I get from Memory Wellness are pretty fantastic. So I do have it there. But I definitely have my things. And I take CoQ10 as well. So those are kind of the things I take. But if I don't take my essential fatty acids, I'm not doing well. I just don't do well.
So. I agree. And not even for me, cognitively wise, do I not feel that great, but I start to feel a little bit more inflammation throughout the body. So you wonder if the same thing going on within the brain that's going in with the body when you take those EFAs, essential fatty acids, if it's kind of diminishing that type of inflammatory response that's going in. But we're going to run out to the break. Again, you can learn more and read these fantastic articles under the Health Breakthroughs. Dr. Ange was right. Dr. Mark recently has written a new article about brain drain and ways that we support memory, balance, and focus. I am going to change it and put her name on it. So don't worry about that, Dr. Angela. No, I'm just kidding. But you can go to America's Natural Doctor. You can read that article and learn so much more. We'll be right back to talk more about your health after the break. Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, pure whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Angela Stengler of the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. If you're currently looking for a new naturopathic MD or someone new to kind of hear you out and like what you're hearing from Dr. Angela Stengler, you're welcome to call the clinic. That's 855-DOC-MARK, 855-DOC-MARK, or you can learn more at markstengler.com. Dr. Angela, I really appreciate the time of you coming on today. I know that you see patients all day long, and starting your day with us means a lot. So again, Dr. Ange, thanks for being with us.
Oh, well, thanks for inviting me. It's always fun. I enjoy it.
So let's talk about something that's not so fun. And we've seen an uptick in it. People are dealing with it. People are even different than maybe you knew of them 18 months, 2 years ago. But let's talk about anxiety. What are some of the triggers that we may want to focus on or look at? Obviously, if something horrible happens in your life, it's normal to have that anxiousness. But some people are feeling flight or flight 24/7. So what can we do about that, Dr. Ann?
No, you're right. It is it's quite frightening or maddening to see the difference in people the past, 20 months because of this increase of anxiety that's been going on. And I had a patient yesterday tell me that the appointment just caused her so much anxiety. And I said to her, I don't want to be a cause of that anxiety. You know, that should not be at all in her mind. But I really have to respect that and honor that and make sure that I'm very careful when someone tells me that, because obviously there's a reason that they feel anxiety when they come to the doctor's office. It might not be because of me, but because of some past experience. And some people aren't always willing to share with that, which is completely fine. It's really none of my business. I just need to make sure that, I'm helping them calm down because, obviously their blood pressure is going to be really, really high. And when we talk about anxiety, I've had anxiety panic attacks, years and years ago. I've seen them in front of me and they can be terrifying. So if someone has never actually witnessed it or experienced it, it is a real thing. And I think that's one thing that we have to all, first of all, acknowledge that anxiety attacks, panic attacks are real. They're not made up in your head.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks for sharing your side of it, Dr. Ange. That's nice. And I think people can really relate. And there's no age limit. I mean, we're seeing kids dealing mm-hmm. with this. 6-7-year-old kids are now having angst and issues. And again, if you're a parent dealing with that, please talk to your doctor. If your doctor's, maybe not helping as much as maybe you feel they could, please look for another doctor or get a second opinion, just because of the incidents we're seeing out there with our children struggling. But when we're talking about adults, Dr. Ann, mm-hmm. What really can we do? I mean, obviously, we're going to feel stressed from work, right? That's part of life. We're going to worry about our children. Are they going to grow up? Are they going to get into college? Are they going to do good in school? I mean, it could just really send you on a downward spiral. So what else are we looking at as far as that, Dr. Ann?
Yeah, good question. So people with anxiety, they often suffer with other things, high blood pressure, insomnia, like we just talked about, mood swings,
right.
Digestive problems, depression, nervousness. Triggers are things we want to take away that would add to it. Okay, so if you have people that say, I hate bright lights. Okay, so don't go into the store that has bright lights. Just don't do it.
Right. Right.
It just takes it off the table. Some people don't like to be in closed spaces. For example, movie theaters. Just don't go in there. Some of these things you just have to toe the line and say you're not going to do it. Low blood sugar is a big problem. Hormone imbalance, especially PMS, menopause, like we talked about. Someone has mitral valve prolapse. They can have some weird heart things going on that can cause anxiety. Caffeine, sugar, alcohol, environmental toxins, all of these things can increase anxiety. So what we need to do as a doctor patient is help with coping and give appropriate treatment, which is really important. And it's not bad to go to counseling. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're talking about those coping mechanisms, what do you kind of put into place there? Are you recommending maybe lay off some of the things that could be causing them to be jittery? I remember 15 years ago when there wasn't these energy drinks and all these other things people were looking for. And I'll tell you, if you have to reach for an energy drink or a fifth cup of coffee, you don't have a caffeine deficiency. There's something else driving that, maybe that lack of energy or that lack of focus, right, Dr. Ange? It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to have a fifth cup of coffee so we can get through the day. We might want to look at the adrenals, hormones, and things like that. So how do you help people and patients cope?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I really like how you use the example of, coffee is an example. Wine is an example. People that use, other stimulants to help cope with anxiety. What we want to do is switch that over to exercise. Maybe diluting your wine with a little bit of ice, which I know, I guess, is not the cool thing to do, but it's kind of a slow way to dilute a little bit and use other healthy habits as opposed to the unhealthier habits, like maybe smoking pot every night. That's probably not the best idea for everybody because of their lungs and how it can make you feel in the morning. So we need to work together to figure out what's going to work for you coping wise. What are some other supplements that we can use in place of drinking every night or in place of a lot of coffee? What else can we do to help calm your brain down a little bit? And, you know, I've talked to patients about, you know, getting a housekeeper or things of that sort to help decrease their anxiety, which is really important as well.
That's a great point, Dr. Ange, because I think that somebody has a full day, then they come home, the kitchen's a disaster, laundry has to be done. And really, our home should be our safe place, right? That's where we should go home and feel relaxing and feel like, okay, I can now, you know, let my hair down a little bit. But with all the working from home and all these different things that have gone down during what we've been dealing with, everything's in one place. So really good point to bring that up and giving people permission to not feel the angst of that and knowing that there are some other resources. I know that you love magnesium. You and I have done an entire episode on what you need to know about magnesium. Listeners, you can go to our podcast platform at America's Natural Doctor and pick that show up, as well as aging shows that we've done and anti-aging shows that we've done with Dr. Ange as well. But let's talk about the magnesium connection when somebody's dealing with some of that anxiousness.
Oh, yeah, that magnesium, it's definitely helpful to calm that nervous system. And there's different forms, obviously, that we've talked about in the past. We've got a NervaMag at our office that's really a great absorbable magnesium. There's other forms of magnesium, like magnesium citrate, that can be used. Yeah, calms the brain down. I use it at night, and it doesn't, you know, knock you out or anything, but it calms you down. And then you're, you know, it's easier to sleep with that, which is nice. Things such as calcium as well can be helpful, especially if you have that restless leg syndrome. Putting them together is a really good idea also.
Yeah, I see more and more of that restless leg syndrome. You know, my mom, she has dealt with that for probably 15 years. Just in the middle of the night, it'll start happening. And she read this old wives' tale that, oh, do a shot of mustard. And I'm like, okay, how's that working out? Not too good. So, you know, I'm glad that you, you know, are talking about that. We should do an entire program on that. And then the GABA, you find such benefit with incorporating that along the way too. Right, Dr. Ann?
Yeah, we have a Relaxease product that contains the GABA. And I've got some premenopause and menopause women that swear by that. It same thing, works just on a little bit different level than the magnesium, but you get the same results. So yeah, I do like GABA. We also have a product that combines GABA with CBD, you know, depending upon, you know, how someone wants to take it. And so all of these things are really helpful. That's, like I said, why I love integrative medicine. There's so many options. And then there's, this is going to sound crazy, but, you know, just taking a nice hot shower can help relieve some anxiety. And then having, you know, some sleepy time tea, or a tea that contains a little chamomile or something, that can happen, that can help as well. But the big thing with anxiety is we want to look at lifestyle, which is really important. So if you're someone that's eating a lot of sugar throughout the day or a lot of caffeine throughout the day, that's going to trigger that. And so we need to decrease that. Like, you can't, it's like taking medication for anxiety. Yeah, you can take medication, which is going to help for a while, but we really got to look at your lifestyle factors and what's causing the anxiety. And sometimes, and I hate to say it, but it might be someone that's living in your home. And that's when there has to be, maybe that person needs to move out. Maybe there needs to be counseling with the family. And we have to have those difficult conversations, because, you know, no matter how many supplements or even medications you take, if the toxic person that's increasing anxiety is in your home, there has to be change.
Great point, Dr. Ange. And again, I love that we've highlighted the memory wellness, the sleep wellness, the NervMag, all the great products that you use there with your patients at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. One of the things that I appreciate most is I wake up the next morning feeling refreshed. I think so often people reach for these different sleep remedies that they may find in the store, and the next morning they're having this residual hangover just by trying to get a good night's sleep. So listeners can learn more about our products by going to drstengler.com. That's drstengler.com. Or you can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, and there's a shop button right at the top. We give everybody 10% off on their first order by entering the code ENJOY. So make sure you go ahead and take advantage of that. Dr. Ange, appreciate you so much when you come on the program. I learned so much from you and all the great things you're doing for your patients there. Hope I get to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. When we'll have to have a little bit of, I don't know, organic tea or coffee or whatever and hang out one day.
Absolutely. Or some watered down wine, whatever it takes.
Yes,
right?
Sounds great to me, Kelly.
All right, Dr. Ange, have a wonderful day. Listeners, have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.